Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Council to consider traffic signal bid by Michael Merlo, M-E-R-L-O at OAOA.com. City Council will consider a bid award for traffic signal improvements during Tuesday night's in-person City Council meeting. The meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday, today, in the PAL Gym at Floyd Gwynn Park, located at 1015 North County Road West, for social distancing. City Council will also have an executive session at 4 p.m. before the meeting in the Council Chambers to consider pending or contemplated litigation with an attorney. The special meeting public notice detailed council would reconvene in open session for possible action. Odessa Traffic Operations Superintendent Hal Feldman said during last week's work session that the bid award is for two traffic signal installations. One would be on Evans Boulevard and 87th Street, and the other would be at Don Avenue and 87th Street. The low bidder for the signal work is Willis Electric for $298,000. Feldman said that he had already purchased signal poles for the project for $63,632. The total price of the project's cost would be $361,632. Council will also consider the first approval of an ordinance to remove and install traffic signals in part of the University Boulevard widening project. Feldman said that the project will also include two signalized pedestrian crossings at University Boulevard and Muskingum Avenue. He said that they are putting the pedestrian crossings in because they are getting rid of the traffic signal at Tom Green Avenue, and there's a school on the north side of University. He added he wanted to make sure that any kids that are going to that school have a way to get across, and that both sides of University would have sidewalks. Both before council takes any action, Odessa Fire Rescue Chief John Alvarez will give a fire station presentation, and the Executive Director for the Odessa Council for the Arts and Humanities, Randy Hamm, will present an Arts and Economic Prosperity Study. Other action, consent agenda. Consider approval of City Council workshop minutes, May 27th, 2020. Consider approval of City Council work session minutes, June 2nd, 2020. Consider renewal of contract for auctioneering services. Public hearing. Conduct a public hearing and consider the allocation of $874,693 in Program Year 2020 Community Development Block Grant Funds, CDBG, and $53,015 in unprogrammed CDBG funds. In addition, consider the allocation of $269,062 in 2020 Home Investment Partnership Program funds. Resolution. Resolution. Consider the appeal of Beaten Bow Homes, owner of the final plat of Ratliff Ridge, fifth filing, as approved by the City of Odessa Planning and Zoning Commission. Appointment of boards. Citizen comments on non-agenda items. Adjourn. Census health issues aired. Commissioners to hear Census Bureau official state need for better West Odessa count. OA News at OAOA.com. A U.S. Census Bureau official today will appear before the Ector County Commissioners Court to review the 2020 count, which has just begun with a dozen people going to front doors in Ector and Midland counties to distribute questionnaires and ask for citizens' cooperation. Census Partnership Specialist Charlene McBride of Midland will participate in the 10 a.m. meeting at the County Administration Building at 1010 East 8th Street by reporting on the work of the Ettrick County and City of Odessa Complete Count Committee. McBride said during the committee's first meeting last July that West Odessa has always been undercounted and that it could be undercounted again this year by as many as 22,000 people in the absence of more outreach. Precinct 1 Commissioner Eddie Shelton, who represents West Odessa, said at that time that people living in oilfield man camps and RVs and West Odessans would be the hardest to reach. In other business, Health Department Director Brandy Garcia will seek permission to hire more contact tracers and case investigators to help cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. The court will also consider appointing Gus Ortega to a 2-year term on the Permia Care Board of Trustees, serving the group that was formerly called the Permian Basin Community Centers. Discuss paying compensatory time balances for employees at the county cemetery at 300 South Dixie Boulevard. Accept or reject a government entity crime coverage application and a public entity employment-related practices liability application. Consider approving a law library contract with the LexisNexis Corporation. Review a change order costing $121,883 for West Pawpaw Street improvements, including the removal of asphalt and placement of an 8-inch flex base. Consider a change order costing $625,000 for West 42nd Street improvements, including for removal of asphalt and the placement of an 8-inch flex base. Discuss an $11,000 budget amendment for non-departmental health and welfare medical commitments. Consider a $16,000 budget amendment for road maintenance improvement and construction. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. Page 2, read. TSUS Board of Regents confirms Pete Gallego as 13th president of Sol Ross State University. OA Life at OAOA.com. Alpine. The Board of Regents of the Texas State University System has confirmed Pete P. Gallego as president of Sol Ross State University, effective immediately. The board's unanimous vote occurred Thursday during a special called telephonic meeting. Gallego is the university's 13th president and the first Sol Ross alumnus to serve in this position. Gallego, an Alpine attorney who served as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives and Texas House of Representatives, was selected from a field of nearly 40 candidates following a national search. Gallego earned a bachelor's degree from Sol Ross and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Texas at Austin. He received Sol Ross's Distinguished Alumnus Award in 1997. He is a member of the Board of Directors of Texas Access to Justice Foundation and the Western Hemisphere Drug Policy Commission, and has served as president and chairman of the Texas Lyceum Association, founding chair of the Board of Hispanic Caucus Chairs, and as a part-time faculty member at Sol Ross. Gallego succeeds Bill Kibler, who is retiring after 6 years of service to Sol Ross. Wheelis Search and Consulting, an executive search firm, assisted TSUS in the Sol Ross presidential search process. Sol Ross State University is a member of the Texas State University System, whose 7 institutions serve more than 86,000 students from the Big Bend region of West Texas to the Louisiana border. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for June 9th, 2020. Obituary. Mac Kaiser. Early. Mac Kaiser was born on June 17th, 1926, in Brady, Texas, the second oldest of 11 children born to George Ross and Myrtle Lillian Adams Kaiser. In 1943, at the age of 17, Mack joined the U.S. Navy to serve his country during World War II. On June 11, 1948, Mack married Joyce Bernice Duffy in Andrews, Texas. Mack worked in the oil field over 48 years in and around Crane and Odessa before retiring. He resided for the last 12 years in the Owens community in Brown County. Mack is survived by his children, Charles and Nancy Curtis of Henderson, Loretta Brunstein of May, and Jackie and Maria Kaiser of Corpus Christi. Three stepsons, Tony Matthews of Austin, Brian and Loretta Thompson of Early, and Joey Horton of Waxahachie, 15 grandchildren and 32 great-grandchildren, and eight brothers and sisters, Lola Pounders of Gallatin, Tennessee, Eula Tomlinson of Hamlin, J.D. Kaiser of Jasper, Stella Lehmans of Pflugerville, Lloyd Kaiser, Dorothy Baker, Melvin Kaiser, and Nell Jones, all of Odessa, and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Preceding Mack and death are both his parents, George and Myrtle Kaiser, two brothers and sisters-in-law, Marvin and Nelta Kaiser, B.J. and Connie Kaiser, wife Bernice, a granddaughter, Tammy Suzanne Noland, and a son-in-law, Eli Bronstein. Visitation will be Wednesday, June 10th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Heartland Funeral Home in Early. Services will be Thursday, June 11th, 2020, at 10 a.m. at the Heartland Chapel. Burial with military honors will follow at 2 p.m. at Fairmont Cemetery in San Angelo, Texas. Condolences, memories, and tributes can be offered to the Kaiser family at heartlandfuneralhome.net. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. Opinion. Guest view. 10 Reasons to Invest in Your Local Arts Agency During a Crisis by Randy Cohen, Americans for the Arts. Local arts agencies, arts councils, arts commissions, cultural affairs departments are an essential tool for community leaders as they rebuild their economies and promote social cohesion. The nation's 4,500 local arts agencies, LAAs, support, present, and promote the dynamic value of the arts. Through their partnerships and leadership, LAAs are building healthier communities through the arts in the following ways. 1. Support a robust jobs sector. Arts and culture is an $878 billion industry in the U.S., nonprofit, commercial, education, a larger share of the nation's economy, 4.5%, than transportation, tourism, and agriculture, U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The nonprofit arts industry alone generates $166.3 billion in economic activity annually. Spending by organizations and their audiences, which supports 4.6 million jobs and generates $27.5 billion in government revenue. 1 in 10 LAAs are based in the city's Economic Development Agency. 2. Drive commerce to local businesses. 72% of Americans attend arts or cultural events, such as the theater, museum, zoo, or a musical performance. Arts attendees spend $31.47 per person per event beyond the cost of admission, meals, retail, and lodging. Vital commerce for local businesses. Nationally, total event-related spending by arts audiences is $103 billion. 49% of LAAs partner with their Chamber of Commerce to strengthen local businesses. 3. Grow the creative economy. 60% of employed adults say that the more creative and innovative they are at their job, the more successful they are in the workplace. Creativity is among the top five applied skills sought by business leaders, per the Conference Board's Ready to Innovate report. 72% say creativity is of high importance when hiring. Engagement in the arts is among the top indicators of creativity. More than one-third of LAAs produce programming that serves the business community, e.g. employee engagement, business volunteers for the arts, artists in residency. 4. Promote tourism. As travel restrictions begin to lift, arts travelers are ideal tourists, staying longer and spending more to seek out authentic cultural experiences. 34% of arts attendees live outside the county in which the arts event takes place. They spend an average of $47.57 apiece. 14% of non-local attendees had a lodging cost and spent $162 per person. 62% of LAAs partner with their convention and tourism bureaus. 5. Unify communities. The arts provide shared experiences in public spaces. 72% of Americans believe the arts unify our communities regardless of age, race, and ethnicity. 81% of the population says the arts are a positive experience in a troubled world, and 73% agree that the arts helps me understand other cultures better. More than one-third of LAAs use the arts to address social equity, racial awareness, or civic engagement. 6. Partner in education. 76% of LAAs provide arts education programs or services in the community. Students with an arts education have higher GPAs, standardized test scores, and more college going, as well as lower dropout rates. These academic benefits are reaped by students regardless of socioeconomic status. 7. Improve civic pride. Public art enhances the identity and character of the community and promotes tourism, which attracts and retains new economy workers and businesses. 70% of Americans believe that the arts improve the image and identity of their community. 54% of LAAs manage a public art program. 8. Support the health and well-being of the military. The arts heal the mental, physical, and moral injuries of war for military service members and veterans, as well as aid in their reintegration into the community. Creative arts therapies are consistently ranked in the top 4 out of 40 interventions and treatments for effectiveness. 26% of LAAs engage with military or veteran constituencies in their community. 9. Promote healthy communities. 21% of LAAs use the arts to address physical and mental health issues in their community. Nearly one half of the nation's hospitals provide arts programming for patients, families, and staff because of their healing benefits to patients, shorter hospital stays, better pain management, and less medication. 73% of the population feels the arts give them pure pleasure to experience and participate in. 10. Build social cohesion. University of Pennsylvania researchers have demonstrated that a high concentration of the arts in a city leads to higher civic engagement, more social cohesion, higher child welfare, and lower poverty rates. 67% of LAAs are delivering artistic content to raise community spirits and morale and strengthen community cohesion during the COVID-19 crisis. Death Notice. J. Cruz Vega, Jr. Odessa. J. Cruz Vega, Jr., 35, of Liberty Hill, died Monday, June 1st, 2020, in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Odessa American Obituaries, Monday, June 8th. Tanner Thomas. Tanner Ross Thomas passed away peacefully in his home on June 5th in Odessa. He was 28 years old. Tanner is survived by his grandmother, Sharon Edge Jenkins, mother, Stacy Barham, and her husband, Brett. His brother, Tucker Thomas, his sister, Brandy Stapleton, and husband, Casey. Uncles, Scott Edge and wife, Angela, Samuel Edge Jr., Robert Thomas and wife, Donna, and Blaine Dubrava. His aunts, Kim Grammaud and husband, Andy. Sabrina Weiland and husband, Terry. Niece, Briley Tennyson, and nephew, Cooper Tennyson. Tanner's girlfriend, Teenie Taylor, and numerous sweet cousins he loved very much. He was preceded in death by Father Randy Thomas, maternal grandfather Samuel Edge Sr., and paternal grandmother Mary Holman. Tanner was born in Odessa on August 10, 1991. Services will be held June 9th at 2 p.m. at Frank Wilson Funeral Home, Odessa. Death notices. Danny Ray Henry. Danny Ray Henry, 72, died Saturday, June 6th in Odessa. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Stacy Marie John. Stacy Marie John, 61, of Goldsmith, died Friday, June 5th in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Michael Dwayne Flippin. Michael Dwayne Flippin, 70, of Odessa, died Monday, June 1st in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. June 9th at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Pastor Jim Davis is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Consuelo Madrid Molinar. Consuelo Madrid Molinar, 71, of Odessa, died Thursday, June 4th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Tuesday, June 9th at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Interment follows at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Midland Reporter Telegram, Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Young Midlanders Lead Shift Toward Activism, by Caitlin Randall. Last week's Black Lives Matter protests were the first of their kind in Midland and demonstrated a shift toward political activism that's being led by the city's young adults. At a march on Tuesday that began at the Midland County Courthouse and continued through downtown, about 50 people demanded an end to police brutality and justice for George Floyd, the man who died after a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck and whose death sparked nationwide protests. Most of the demonstrators on Tuesday were people in their 20s. Latricia Smith, 23, said she organized the protest in part because of the attention counter-protesters received last weekend. During a protest at Midland Park Mall on May 31st, a small group of men brought Make America Great Again and Confederate flags and taunted protesters. Those antagonists detracted from the message of the Black Lives Matter movement, Smith said. She said she wanted to organize another protest to get back to focusing on what they're fighting for. I've seen a lot of reports over their flags and their Christian hero, and that's not what the protest is for, she said. I wanted everyone to come out here and make it clear why we're here, and that's for George Floyd. Nothing about abortion and labels. It's just a distraction from what we're really here for. Smith brought her younger siblings to the protest with her, saying she wanted them to be aware of what's going on in the country and educated on their constitutional rights. Brittany Saturino, 28, said she and her husband recently moved from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and were surprised to find out there were Black Lives Matter protests taking place in Midland. She said she believes too much focus has been given to the looting that's been carried out by some protesters in other cities, and she wanted to attend Tuesday's protest to help bring the attention back to Floyd's death. While I wouldn't condone any violence at all, I just think we're not focusing on the fact that there are so many peaceful protests going on as well. And the peaceful protests are just crying out for justice, she said. And that's what the focus needs to be on. 26-year-old Jalen Smith of Greenwood, no relation to Latricia Smith, said in addition to the disproportionate amount of violence against Black people carried out by police, the U.S. is facing a systemic over-militarization of law enforcement. He said police militarization isn't a faraway issue. It's not in the big cities. It's everywhere, Smith said. It's a United States issue of police militarization and over-policing. And with the incident with Ty Anders, I hope that it brought the fact that it's everywhere, including here, to people's minds. Anders was charged with evading arrest after failing to immediately pull over when an officer initiated a traffic stop on May 16th, according to his arrest affidavit. Bystander video showed about five Midland police officers pointing guns at Anders while he lay in the grass. Smith, who is Black, said he was catatonic after seeing the first 45 seconds of the video. He said he still hasn't been able to watch the video in its entirety. Latricia Smith wants people to make their voice heard at the ballot box. She is planning an event to get residents registered, but doesn't have a date set. I feel like a lot of people are upset about what's going on in the world right now, she said of her motivation for helping people register to vote. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with who's in office, and something could be changed if we had a proper leader and not one who promotes racism. Odessa American, Monday, June 8th. Adolescent Suicide, Deadly Silence by Karen Edmondson, MS, LPC, NCC. Suicide has become the second leading cause of death in individuals between the ages of 15 to 34, according to the CDC. The suicide rate for this group has jumped 33% in the last year. Life-altering changes have affected everyone since the pandemic began 3 months ago. Parents have been tasked to do some homeschooling, often with unwilling participants. Teens are no longer allowed to hang out with their friends or socialize. Sporting activities have been halted. Teens are told to stay at home and away from peers with no end in sight. Social isolation increases anxiety and feelings of hopelessness in teens. Protective factors against suicide include close connections with family, friends, and faith in a higher power. Teachers, school counselors, and other adults are no longer monitoring teens on a regular basis. Parents need to work to provide for their family. With the massive shutdowns and layoffs in the oil industry, everyone is under a tremendous amount of pressure. Teenagers may be more vulnerable because they do not like to talk about their feelings, which intensify during adolescence. Nearly all teenage suicides are impulsive acts. They are not thought out or well planned. 8 out of 10 teenagers will give warning signs to friends and family. The most important warning sign is when they are not acting like themselves. Statements like, "Everyone will be better off when I'm gone," or "I can't do this anymore," should be addressed. Suicidal threats should never be ignored. Having lethal means readily available increases the risk of a successful suicide, so ensure that all firearms are secured. Professional help is available through emergency rooms, law enforcement, psychiatric hospitals, psychiatrists, and counselors. If we can be of assistance, Samaritan Counseling Center can be reached at 432-563-4144. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a 24-hour, toll-free, confidential resource for anyone dealing with suicide thoughts or emotional distress. Call 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. Column by Karen Edmondson, Samaritan Counseling Center.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, June 6, 2020. Upswing continues. Energy. Oil prices post sixth weekly gain by Mella McEwen. McEwen at MRT.com. Crude oil prices surged 11% this week, fueled by a surprise report that more than 2 million jobs were added in the U.S. in May, and a tentative agreement by members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and allied nations to extend their record production cuts. West Texas Intermediate on the New York Mercantile Exchange rose for the sixth consecutive week, adding $2.14, or about 6%, to close at $39.55 Friday, up from $35.44 at Monday's close. It was the first time that oil prices had exceeded $39 a barrel since early March. The posted price closed at $36 a barrel. As significant was closing the gap between WTI and West Texas Sour, said Steve Pruitt, President and Chief Executive Officer of Elevation Resources. West Texas Sour on Monday surged from $19.95 at last Friday's close to $30.40 at Monday's close, a gain of $10.45. That's a benefit to us, he said in a phone interview. He said the price recovery is encouraging, though perhaps quicker than expected. I've heard reports of operators calling in frac crews to complete their drilled, uncompleted wells. That's encouraging, he said. His company shut in 5% of its wells as prices plunged, but has brought that production back online. We're a low-cost producer and didn't want to leave our purchaser in the lurch, he said. We also didn't want to damage the wells. While Pruitt is encouraged, he also said he is concerned the market, like the stock market, is getting ahead of fundamentals. He predicted it could retreat again, though not to the depths seen in recent months. Fasken is encouraged that oil prices have rebounded over the last several weeks. Tommy Taylor, Director of Oil and Gas Development at Fasken Oil and Ranch, told the Reporter Telegram by email. The oil price differentials to Cushing and the Gulf Coast markets have also improved. However, the current prices certainly don't support new drilling and completion activities. We are hopeful that once the threat of the COVID-19 subsides, Texas and rest of the country can go back to a time where working in an office and air travel are normal everyday activities, he said. Increases in oil demand will help to lower inventory volumes and will help to stabilize and strengthen oil prices. At a recent online press briefing by S&P Global Platts to discuss its energy outlook, Shin Kim, head of oil supply and production analytics, said prices still have a way to go before supporting increased activity. I think the sweet spot is the $40 to $50 range, she said. U.S. shale's break-even is just under $40. We need to see prices comfortably in the $40 to $45 range to keep U.S. shale steady. She predicted it could take another 18 to 24 months to determine how economies recover, how oil demand recovers, and how U.S. shale adapts to the new environment. The Saudis will be watching carefully and be conservative, supporting prices in the 45-ish dollar range, she said. Chris Midgley, global head of analytics, summed up the outlook. Uncertainties means the third quarter outlook is precarious, he said. Midland, Odessa, revive Buy the Basin campaign. Officials urge residents to shop locally. By Mella McEwen. McEwen at MRT.com. Taking a cue from Hollywood's love of rebooting film and television series, the Midland and Odessa Chambers of Commerce are rebooting a program first launched in the 1990s. Officials and business representatives from Midland and Odessa discussed the Buy the Basin program Thursday during an unveiling at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. The program is expected to continue into early 2021. The Buy the Basin program comes at a time when area businesses are coping with the economic chaos caused by the coronavirus pandemic and the severe downturn in the oil and gas industry, said Bobby Burns, Chief Executive Officer of the Midland Chamber of Commerce. This is a campaign to help people think about buying locally, he said. At this time in Midland, Odessa, and the Permian Basin, we know we need to reach out and help businesses large and small. Every dollar matters, and we can make a big difference when we spend locally. Renee Earl, Odessa Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer, said that when the first Buy the Basin campaign was launched in the 1990s, online shopping did not exist. Instead of going online, go to your local business, she said. With COVID-19, they have curbside service. That's more convenient than waiting a couple of weeks for delivery. We're asking residents to take a look at local options, not just consumers, but businesses too. Look at business-to-business options. Midland Mayor Patrick Payton said he wanted to stress the importance of working together as the entire Permian Basin. If Midland stands alone, we can't get done what we need done, whether it's in Austin or Washington, D.C., he said. But Odessa, standing alongside Midland, adds strength, he said. Throughout the Permian Basin, we need to support each other. This is not a Midland issue. It's not an Odessa issue. We need to come together to powerfully support businesses, but attention is deserved because we're the provider of energy around the globe, Payton said. By the Basin is just the tip of the iceberg, he said. We must remind people that it starts here, but the influence we have together is worldwide. It requires us to step up to the plate of this historic influence, step up to the plate and make history here and in Austin and Washington, D.C. Odessa City Council member Dewey Bryant said buying locally does not just generate sales and property taxes. As important, local businesses create jobs for our neighbors, the people we go to church with, who care for our children, who educate our children. They create jobs for our friends and family, he said. As area businesses begin to reopen after the pandemic, he urged buying locally to spread the impact of that reopening. Midland County Judge Terry Johnson, who, soon after he took office, called on residents to buy more goods and services from local vendors, said the county is making a concerted effort to use more local vendors and is sending out bid packages to local businesses. Local businesses are beginning to contact the county to put on bid lists, he said. One particular bid we have going out for furniture, we're looking at out of town on a $185,000 contract. If you spend that money here, it circulates in our community 7 times, Johnson said. That's $185,000 contract is now worth about $1 million. Instead of going in the red $800,000, you've generated $1 million in economic impact. Economist Ray Perryman prepared a study for the Buy the Basin campaign that said increasing local purchases to levels seen in other areas would lead to increases of direct spending at local retail, restaurant, and personal services firms of an estimated $2.4 billion. When multiplier effects are added in, his study said, this increase in local spending leads to total economic benefits of $921.5 million in gross product, $554.8 million in personal income, and 13,809 jobs. The potential gain in retail sales reflects an 11.3% increase over current levels, and the increase in employment would bring a 5.4% increase increment to the region. Perryman's study found a job would be created if everyone in the Permian Basin spent an additional 49 cents per year at a retail store, 23 cents per year at a local restaurant, or 37 cents for personal services. John Bushman, owner of Investment Corps of America, said his various businesses support the program. We're all in this together, he said. Fort Stockton and Midland are as important to Odessa businesses as anyone else. We're not isolated out here in the Permian Basin. That's what this program is about. It's all of us or none of us. Caleb Vieth, Chief of Staff at Sewell Ford, said his company is all in for supporting Midland and Odessa. Sewell also has a dealership in Andrews, so we support Midland, Odessa, and Andrews. But we support the Permian Basin as a whole. We support local businesses. They support us. By the Basin offers an opportunity for Visit Midland to support local businesses, said Lindsay White, marketing director. When people plan a vacation, they want to go local. They want to know the best local eateries, the best local boutiques. This is a great opportunity for us to support local businesses, she said. With travel at a near standstill during the COVID-19 pandemic, she said her organization had to rethink its strategies. As lockdowns and quarantines are lifted, families will begin stepping out by visiting their local communities, then taking trips through the area, and then longer road trips, she said. When attractions reopen, we want to be able to remind people here there are so many attractions available, she said. Energy. Nation's rig count falls below 300. From staff reports. Another record low was set by the U.S. rig count, according to Baker Hughes weekly rig count issued Friday by the oil field services firm. Baker Hughes said the nation's rig count fell 17 to 284, marking the 13th consecutive decline in the rig count. The rig count has been falling to record lows since May 8, when it fell below the previous low of 404 rigs set in the 2014 through 2016 oil downturn. Texas led the decline, laying down 12 rigs during the week. The Permian Basin lost 7 rigs, falling to 141 rigs at work within the region. New Mexico dropped 3 rigs to 58. Eddy County, New Mexico, continued to be the most active county in the Permian, with 36 rigs, down 3 for the week. Lee County, New Mexico, reported 22 rigs at work for a fourth week. Midland County fell to third most active county, losing 4 rigs to 18 and reporting the steepest decline for the week. Loving County lost 1 rig to 12. Howard County and Martin County each added 1 rig, bringing their rig count to 10 each. Winkler County saw drilling activity return with 1 rig at work within county lines. The number of rigs in operation has plunged more than 60% since mid-March and by more than 70% compared with a year ago, when there were 975 rigs in operation. Midland's average gas price again closer to state average, by Stuart Doreen. S. Doreen at HearstNP.com. Midland inched closer to the state average for the price of gasoline. AAA Texas reported this week that the difference between the average price in Midland and the rest of the states is 11 cents, $1.77 versus $1.66. Not only is that a drastic reduction compared to 1 month ago when the difference was 25 cents, but it is one of the lowest differences in recent memory. The price in Midland increased 1 cent week over week, but again, that was lower than the increases in Odessa, 2 cents, across the state, 2 cents, and in every larger West Texas city, 2 to 3 cents. Drivers in El Paso again paid the highest average in Texas, $1.89, followed by Midland and Odessa, $1.73. The lowest average was found in Lubbock, $1.57 a gallon. Texas had the second lowest statewide gas price average in the country. However, pump prices continue an upward trajectory with more people driving and crude oil prices rising, stated AAA Texas spokesman Daniel Armbruster in an email. Even as gas prices increase, they remain far less expensive than last year. Across the region, the following averages were reported: $1.62 in Amarillo, an increase of 3 cents, $1.62 in San Angelo, an increase of 3 cents, $1.71 in Abilene, an increase of 3 cents, $1.89 in El Paso, an increase of 3 cents. The average in Lubbock increased 2 cents. 1 year ago, drivers in Midland paid $2.71 a gallon, an increase of 94 cents. The average in Texas 1 year ago was $2.47, which is 81 cents more year over year. Distributors have told the Reporter-Telegram there are many complexities in the fuel business that impact pricing. They pointed to the high cost of transportation from Gulf Coast refineries and Midland's distance from pipelines. This week, El Paso, $1.89, Midland, $1.77, Odessa, $1.73, Abilene, $1.71, Texarkana, $1.71, state average, $1.66. Last week, El Paso, $1.86, Midland, $1.76, Odessa, $1.71, Abilene, $1.68, Texarkana, $1.67, state average, $1.64. Source, TexasGasPrices.com.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, etc. Mail Hot Flashes Suggestion. Dear Dr. Roach, my husband successfully completed 45 days of radiation for prostate cancer. His last PSA was non-detectable. He has to take medication for 2 years as part of the cure. However, it is causing him to have horrible hot flashes and night sweats. The usual over-the-counter solutions for women do not seem to be helping at all. Would you suggest something designed for a male? PB. Answer. The first effective treatment for prostate cancer was depriving the cancer cells of androgens, which was initially done surgically by removing the testes. It is done now with medications that act like gonadotropin-releasing hormone. Although these initially stimulate testosterone production, their continued use causes lower levels of testosterone. And within a month, testosterone levels drop to the same levels as in men who have had surgery to remove their testes. Hot flashes occur in 80% of men and can be very disruptive. Treatments that are effective for women are often not effective in men, as you observed. The best studied and most effective treatments in men were medroxyprogesterone, a hormone that opposes some actions of estrogen, and ciproterone, an anti-androgen available in Canada but not the U.S. It reduced hot flashes by 84% to 95% in men. Venlafaxine, normally used as an antidepressant, reduced symptoms by 50%, and gabapentin, used for epilepsy or for nerve pain, reduced symptoms by about 45%. It is very important to treat the symptoms so he can continue this treatment, which is part of his best chance for long-term remission from prostate cancer. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Triangle Full of Drama started as a crush in middle school. Dear Abby, for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. Dear Abby, in middle school, I had a crush on a boy. He didn't even know I existed. Through a chance meeting many years later, he noticed me, but there were complications. He didn't know how to tell his ex. It was too late for her, and it became a love triangle. She saw the error of her ways and left. He and I have been together ever since. He still talked to her as if they had been friends forever, but 2 months ago he stopped. Meanwhile, through all of this, she has been cyber-stalking and manipulating me. She has created multiple Facebook accounts to torture me, sent me a video of my boyfriend doing sexual things, and tried to make me believe it was current. It was 5 years old. He cut off contact with her, and it was glorious until last week when she helped him get back in touch with his son, whom he hasn't seen in 10-plus years. I see it for the manipulation it is, but he sees it as her redemption. He doesn't care that it hurts me, and he refuses to get rid of her. She has slandered me all over Facebook, and I don't think he should expect me to be okay with this or for him to even want a person like this in my life. It was amazing without her influence. How do I get him back to that person? I miss him so much. Anguished in Arizona. Dear Anguished, let me get this straight. This man cheated on his ex with you, And you expected her to play fair? I wish you had mentioned why your boyfriend hasn't seen his son in more than 10 years. It might have been the most interesting paragraph in your letter. Were he and his ex married? Just living together while she was in denial? From where I sit, she is doing everything she can to fight for her man. He appears to have fences to mend with his son and with her, and you may have to accept it. It looks like he has already made up his mind about that, and unless you can accept it, your romance will be over. Only you can decide whether staying with this person is worth the drama. Dear Abby, my sister-in-law moved into the house next door 3 years ago. While I enjoy her company and like her as a person, I'm having difficulty expressing my frustration with one particular issue. I have a beautiful hedge that separates our driveways and provides privacy. She regularly leaves her garbage can lids on top of my hedge, as well as various other things she's discarding, eventually. Today I noticed a large portion of the shrub showing what appears to be chemical burn. She has been known to use toxic chemicals to rid her yard of weeds, etc. I don't want to offend her, but at the same time, I'm struggling to find the words to properly address my desire for her to mind the property line. Help. Related to my neighbor. Dear related, this is something you should have addressed when the problem started. Approach her calmly and say something like this. It bothers me that you leave your trash can lids and other items on my hedge. When you do, it makes me feel disrespected. Something you left on the hedge has damaged it. My hedge was expensive to install, and this is upsetting me. Please don't do it again.
Jacqueline Biggers Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Gemini and a moon in Aquarius. Happy birthday for Tuesday, June 9, 2020. Either your career succeeds brilliantly this year, or your home life does, but it seems you will not allow yourself both. You will need a retreat to think things over. Finances are good. If single, you have many different and interesting relationships this year. If attached, you must make sure not to get jealous or too worshipful. Mental training is the key to your perfect relationship. Libra has always wanted to try meditation. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. You play with an old friend with whom you have not played in some time. An invitation to a social group or professional association comes in. You finally have some fun. It's not easy being caged for a month. Tonight, relax. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. You are quite ambitious after you wake up. You are enthusiastically competitive about work today. Be diplomatic with an authority figure. A patient and subtle approach will help you reconcile a dispute. It is a good time to finalize documents. Tonight, career ambitions are important. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 3 stars. Today ushers in an interest in education and foreign countries. You are surprised by the different priorities that others have. In-laws visit or desire a closer relationship. It is favorable to review language skills or reread a favorite book. Tonight, you feel more optimistic. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 2 stars. Love seems to have a faded quality, and you sense how your closest relationships affect your destiny. Others depend on you for financial advice and even a bit of assistance. This makes you aware of how others affect your finances. Tonight, the emphasis is on sharing. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Do not overwhelm a loved one. Keep a balance. There is an intensity to your desires. You have a change of heart. You have to choose between friends, but a compromise is possible. Others are responsive to the love and kindness you show. Tonight, date night. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 3 stars. Be patient with those who have not had your educational background and other advantages. Subordinates could be difficult. An assistant or employee talks about moving on. create neatness and order in your surroundings. Tonight, pets are perfect companions, bringing love and joy. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 3 stars. Adventurous leisure activities have appeal, including intriguing risks and gambles. Regarding love, you seek a situation that is thrilling rather than safe and secure today. Work takes a back seat to social and creative interests. Tonight, you are ready to begin the party season early. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 4 stars. The winds of change touch home and family today. You evaluate your residence with care and decide whether to keep it or improve it. You learn interesting facts about relatives and your family tree. Tonight, get a good night's sleep. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 4 stars. Today brings the courage to express your thoughts and opinions. Intellectual energy is high, and you seem to be involved in study or public speaking. You daydream about traveling and allowing enough time for it. Tonight, you will feel the urge to travel a bit. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 5 stars. Your financial outlook brightens. A chance to add to your income comes your way. You are able to purchase a surprise gift for a loved one or a vacation with gala trimmings. Tonight, if you need a new garment or piece of jewelry, you locate it now. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 5 stars. Your sense of humor and optimism win you a new admirer. Finances are improved. The arts, especially music, bring delight and inspiration. A real transformation point in your life is beginning now, a trend that could last 7 years. Tonight, wonder at yourself and celebrate. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 4 stars. Most of the day, you will be shy about showing affection. It is one of those inward days. A positive mental attitude improves your quality of life this afternoon. Old regrets finally vanish. You become more comfortable with your own inner psyche. Tonight, early Betty buys. Born today, composer Cole Porter, 1891, actor Johnny Depp, 1963, actress Natalie Portman, 1981.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.